Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, joined by the man himself, Coach Bench. Coach, how are you doing? It's been quite a while since I've had an episode with you.
Yeah, we had a little cold weather in between, so it's been a couple weeks.
Indeed has. Last week, obviously, Coach Green kind of stated how the weather kind of affected practice and whatnot. Can you kind of just touch on that a little bit? How did it affect practice? What days were you guys able to practice? And how do you feel like that impacted the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're referring to the Westfield game. I mean, we played very, very hard against Lawrence North and, you know, senior night was able to come out with a win. And I think the girls were really fired up and ready to go. And then we had the snow and the cold weather come in. No school Monday, no school Tuesday. And we could not practice Monday. We were able to come in the evening on a Tuesday, and then our game was originally for Westfield was scheduled for a Tuesday evening, and it was canceled. And I think, you know, mentally, you know, the girls were wanting to play a game, but instead we had a practice, and then we didn't know about Wednesday, and we were able to play the game on Wednesday even though we weren't in school. And so, I don't know, we did not play well against Westfield, and Westfield's got a very good team, and they played outstanding. So combination of the two didn't leave for good results for Ben Davis High School.
And on that game against the Shamrocks, do you feel more as if that was an effort, or do you just feel like things, like an effort problem? Do you feel like we weren't hustling enough, or do you feel as it just wasn't our night simply?
Well, one, you got to give Westfield credit because they're very good shooters. So they took advantage of our lack of 100% effort. You know, I wouldn't say we were horrible effort-wise, but it just wasn't the type of effort you need to play against a quality team like Westfield. And so, you know, Effort was a big part of it, and when I say effort, there were some good individual efforts at times, but for us, it needs to be a team effort.
Let's go to the game against Carmel, though, Coach. A good bounce-back win for you guys, 57-47. Shania Curry kind of getting back to her ways a little bit. She's been in a little bit of foul trouble, hasn't really been scoring that high, but she was tied for the leading scorer against Carmel. What can you kind of say about her performance against the Greyhounds and how important that is to kind of get her momentum going into the postseason?
Shania was outstanding against Carmel. The whole team, you know, we talked about lack of effort on a Wednesday. On a Friday, 2 days, less than 48 hours later, the effort was outstanding. Shania was very, very good, which we need Shania big time for us. And Alea Sulzer played very well also. I thought all the girls did a good job. And, you know, it was good to see that kind of effort and that kind of performance because Carmel, you know, even though the record isn't great, their schedule is extremely tough, and they had Pike beat. And that was just a day or two. They had some injuries early in the year. They've got everybody back. So it was a very well-played game, and it was fun to watch Ben Davis girls play Friday night.
Let's change gears away from Westfield and Carmel and look at LN. That game, very low scoring, only 37-35. How do you kind of view those games where you're not scoring a lot, but you're also playing incredible defense to where you're keeping the lead? And also on the last play of that LN game, it was great defense, something that I can only assume you guys drew up. And also great hustle on the end. What was kind of the word in that last timeout before LN had the game-tying or game-winning opportunity? Because I think a couple of your players flew in, specifically I think Tatum Skibitski got the climb for the rebound. So what was kind of said in that final timeout there, and how do you view such a low-scoring game but as a win?
Well, I thought our effort the entire game was just outstanding against Lawrence North. And like you say, you know, I think we had like a 4-point lead, maybe made a mistake or two, I can't even remember how it got down to that 2-point margin, and they had the ball at the end, and the defense was just fantastic, and we were able to go get the rebound and pretty much end the game at that point in time. So as far as anything we drew up, you know, we had the matchups, you know, that we needed. And so it was a fun game to watch play, and very, very proud of the team.
Well, we got the draw for your guys' playoff matchup. It will be against Plainfield. Regular season matchup also happened, I believe, in November of last year. you already played the Quakers once this season. It's the Binge Bowl again, or as we like to call it here. How do you, how can you view your win against Plainfield earlier in the season, which I believe was 63-50? How can you utilize some of that to your advantage, whether it's setting tape on Plainfield or whatever the case may be?
Well, you can look at matchups, but that happened so long ago, and you know, we hit shots that night, and you know, Plainfield has an outstanding team, and Plainfield had a few injuries throughout the year, and now they've got everybody back and healthy again, and so they're at full strength. Since the Hall of Fame, Plainfield has not been beaten. They're ranked in the top 10 in the state, and have two of the best guards in the state, so it's going to be a challenge, but you know, we look forward to those challenges.
Well, and kind of speaking of, you mentioned how the teams are different. It doesn't just go for your team as well, but for Plainfield, but your team as well. A couple of players no longer on the team. You know, obviously, much different rotation, much different starting lineup than it was back in November compared to now and what's going to be February, which is kind of insane to say. But now going into February, how can you use that tomorrow to your advantage, that maybe Plainfield studies tape on people that you had kind of something drawn up for but are no longer on the team, or whatever the case may be?
Well, I don't think that'll affect. They've got so much tape on us since then, and you know, they know our strengths. I think going into that game, Tatum Skabinski hit some very good shots. And
yeah, she was the leading scorer that game, 17 right, points.
Right, and so I don't think they were aware of Tatum at that point in time and that early, and I'm sure they'll defend her a little differently tomorrow. But, yeah, those things happened so long ago, and, you know, it's all going to be how each team responds to the pressure situations tomorrow night, because both teams are going to want to put pressure on the basketball. So could be a heck of a game tomorrow.
So you guys are actually undefeated when it comes to neutral games this year. This game is technically listed as a neutral game, but we know it's not. It's going to be at Plainfield versus Plainfield. Kind of how are you trying to drown out the noise from any Quaker supporters that might be there? What are you going to tell your team? And also in hopes that maybe some of the Purple Rain shows up to support the Lady Giants.
That'd be nice if we'd have the Purple Rain, a lot of Ben Davis fans out there, because you know Plainfield's going to have some good support. But, you know, that's good to know about the neutral games. If that's the case and we stay undefeated in neutral games, we'd win the state, right? So that would be
yeah,
great.
Very true.
Yeah, it's we need all the support, and how the players react under that pressure situation with the crowd yelling and so forth, that's going to be key tomorrow.
Finally, I guess, or second to last here, this game tomorrow, what's been the preparation the last couple of days in order, the last couple of games? Because we know when we start to get down to this, the end here, you more so use these games as benchmarks, see what you need to fix before the big games. So what have you kind of noticed that you would like to be fixed, maybe whether that's losses or wins in the last couple of games that you'd like to see fixed going in here? And also, just what are some of your keys for tomorrow? How can the Lady Giants get a victory?
Well, yeah, I mean, we thought these last couple games against Westfield, but then we played so bad against Westfield that, you know, we didn't get much of a preparation. So the Carmel game was key to coming back. And then as far as the keys to win, I mean, they've got some outstanding shooters, and so we've got to pressure their shooters. They play very good defense also, so we've got to hit the boards, get some offensive rebounds, and get some easy baskets somehow. So if we can get a couple of turnovers and transition baskets, that would help also. So, you know, our effort is going to be key, because those are effort things as far as rebounding and as far as being able to get some transition baskets. So, like I said, I think both teams are ready to play, but it's not going to be easy for either one of us.
And finally here, when we look at your free throw shooting for the season, we know it didn't start out great. Some of your losses were to not hitting some shots from the foul line. In that game against Plainfield, you hit 67%. That number has grown massively over the last couple of weeks. what's been kind of the format that you think is finally leading to a good free throw shooting? Is it more practicing? Is it more you trying to put a marker on? Like, what is the case here that you think the shooting, not just from the foul line, but also just in general, has quite drastically improved over the last couple of weeks?
Right. I mean, that's something we emphasized. We knew that was a weakness before the season started, and we started working on our shooting a long time ago, and you know, it didn't pay off for a long time. It's starting to pay off a little bit, so that's part of it. And part of it also is getting used to playing varsity level competition. And the third part is when you go to the line, getting the right people to the line. So against Carmel, I think it's the most free throws we hit all year. 17 out of 22 are, as far as percentage is concerned. So, you know, hopefully that can happen tomorrow night also.
And I guess I kind of lied here, but I do want to know this. It's the Benj Bowl tomorrow. You do face your brother Kurt. What do you say to him after a victory or a loss? Or do you guys just brush it off like it's another day in the park for you guys as coaches? Or I assume maybe there's got to be a little extra incentive because...
I don't know if it's extra incentive, but I don't, you know, it's a no-win situation. I don't know how he feels about it, but we win the game. It's not a joy that he got beaten. You know, yeah. You don't like to see that, but you know, at this point in time, you got to look out for your players and your team, It is what it is, and you know, we went through our whole careers without being in the same sectional, and then they all of a sudden put us in the same sectional. So almost 40 years, Plainfield and Ben Davis were not in the same sectional. Yeah. Now we are. We didn't play them last year, but you know, the draw is what it is, and so we're going to play them. And for one of us, it's going to be our last game of the year.
Does that help you at all, knowing how he likes to play, or not really?
Not really. I mean, you know. No, not really at all.
Gotcha. With that being said, that'll do it for hopefully not the last episode of the Benj Buzz, but tomorrow it's Ben Davis versus Plainfield first round. We'll have the call tomorrow on WBDG Giant 90.9. Tyler Stout will join myself in what's going to be an epic game, Coach Benj. Once again, thank you for joining me as always, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.